Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, how's your morale today?
Well, mine's fine. I think things are going quite well on the front of the peace initiatives. Hugh Scott really cut up our Democratic friends today. It's amazing. We haven't heard much from the Democrats. There's nothing on today's wires. They said not a word yesterday. I'm delighted, of course, if they stay quiet, because what it enables us to do is to bring over some doves, Brad Morse and Whalen and possibly Matthias Cooper are going to file I'm trying to talk to them, making a statement, but they want to do a resolution. But it follows the exact lines of your proposal. So if we can swing some doves over before the Democratic big guns start, it's great. But Scott today was marvelous. He said that there are only three things to do. You can settle this by Vietnamization, negotiation, or abject surrender. And he said, right. Some critics of the administration want surrender. Scott said, I don't think it's their own wish, but that's what they are pleading. And he really cut them up beautifully. Well, I think he's going to be more and more help to us this year, Mr. President. That's right, and that's exactly right. And he's at peace with himself. And, he wants your help. He wants to be on the Nixon side when he has another leadership fight. But I got your memorandum, and we will keep. Oh yes, yes indeed. Well, Rogers, we've got Bill now pretty steamed up. He has sent messages out around the world to all of his posts asking for foreign reactions, because what he is initially getting out of the foreign press is very favorable. And what he wants to do then, or what he urges to do, and I think he will do, is Monday or Tuesday to have a press conference and to say, I've received reports from all over the world. Here's what I have learned from France. Pompidou's comments today, for example.
Pompidou, putting that little thing that Henry suggested.
Very, 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 because, of course, you got him coming out praising it. And very no, and but Rogers thinks we'll get some of this from around the world, from other places that's unexpected. Italy, perhaps. And that if we do, he can make a hell of a good press conference out of that. So we have things going. Laird is on Meet the Press on Sunday, and he's going to be good. He'll hit back if they talk about any of the critics speak tomorrow. He'll hit back on it. I pulled the vice president back really from hitting it too hard tomorrow.
Yeah,
the critics, because
they aren't. Criticizing
hard, yeah. No, they're really not. And there's no point in drawing them out.
Don't draw the sword so that it mobilizes them.
Exactly. I'd rather, frankly, what I'd like most to do is to have a few more days to work on some of the moderates. If we get them over and we show the national unity, I think that'll do more to help your popularity and support for the position than having them in a big way.
Well, that's a big battle.
Oh, well, the points are excellent. We're all geared up. We've got the positive points are very good. Excellent. And the positive points that you make, Mr. President, are first rate. And I would add to it that there's a very interesting thing that some of our fellows did today, was go back and pick your statements out of 1968. Because I'm sure you remember it, but you gave some speeches about the responsibility of a presidential candidate not to criticize his government for fear of undermining negotiation.
That's right. I said that at the time of the bomb.
Yes, sir. And we've dug them out, and they're just great. And you line those up just in juxtaposition to what the Democrats said. And, God, it makes them look awful. I mean, here they are berating our government. We're putting together another... We got the Q&A out yesterday. That's gone all over the place. That's surprising. And I don't know whether Bob showed you a copy. I think it's quite good. Well, it was good. We got short, crisp questions and good tight answers to it. And then we have, we're going to do a second one, which will be your statement from 68, the role of a presidential candidate with the in foreign policy, in criticizing foreign policy initiatives. It
sure as hell is a stark contrast.
Right. Stark contrast.
Good.
Okay. On the political front, I just got the advance on the Becker poll in New Hampshire on the Democratic side. I don't have the Republican yet. But it shows that Muskie will get around 70% of the vote, which is a good thing to get out because, frankly, if he slips it all,
it'll come down some.
I think it's bound to. And then it's going to...
That's the campaign. The campaign. I got a month. 6 weeks of campaign.
Well, they wouldn't give me the Republican figures because they weren't finished yet, except to tell me that Ashbrook was not doing well, which confirms what Louis Wyman told me. And Louis said he's just making no impression at all. Not campaigning well. He's got money problems. He really hasn't had very many enthusiasts. And just isn't getting off the ground. Which delights me. Love to whack him down hard. I talked to Frank Stanton today, who was going to, I think, from what he said, use the Sinlager poll results, which will be final as of tomorrow. Sinlager told me this morning that you're still running 52 to 53, even 3 days later. Feelings are just as strong. Each day's returns come in about 600. And another very significant figure is that 80% feel that, close to 80% feel that you are doing all you can to end the war in Vietnam, which is an interesting question, which he will put out, and I think we'll get Stanton to use on CBS. He was very thrilled.
We're not. He was. Did he tell you about my call?
Oh, yes. Told me right away about it.
He was in place.
Very much so. He said he was very thoughtful that he listened to you. He very much appreciated it. I said, I'm calling you, Frank, because you'd earlier in the week said, what could you do to help? And in connection with public support, he said, someone has got this fascinating poll. He can either release it to the general press or give it to you exclusively. I think getting it on CBS exclusive on the network is worth a hell of a lot more. Before he even answered, he said, say, I want to tell you how much I appreciated the president's call. He said, so thoughtful. You know, he loves his ego.
Sure. Well, maybe they did do a good job.
Yeah, right.
On the technical.
Yeah, right. With Dan Rather sometimes.
Oh, the hell with that. That's right.
Scally's been doing a good job with those fellows this week. I didn't.
Scally is just doing good.
He really is. He told me, and I didn't know this until after the fact, that he'd spent an hour with Brinkley before that. Brinkley commentary, and he's been working Marvin Kelb, who's been quite good, and Martyr, and some of the fellows that we can't normally get to, and John is, I think John's been doing a damn good job of that. The tone of the press, Mr. President, is very, very good. I'm sure you've read it in the news summary, but the editorials that I've seen,
they've been
heard
good,
about,
yeah.
They've been
Henry was concerned about the ego, about Scotty Redington.
Oh, hell.
Bill Kraft. What the hell do you expect them to do? And then they're going to hit on it. And I said, that's not new, but what's new?
Exactly. Well, even Rustin only pissed on it halfway. I mean, he had to kind of give you a couple of grudging points for it.
Yeah. I don't really do the paperwork the way I
think
I read it new. It's funny there.
Well, every now and then I have to read it, and I'm sorry I do, but I...
You should.
You have to. You have to. Much as I hate to.
Job has got a... He did it before.
Mm-hmm.
And very talented. It's about like 2 months.
Is it? Did it show up? It showed an upswing.
Yes. It's not a very big number of jobs. But the important thing is that it's almost hard to believe. He'll call you, I think.
Right.
Not only you, nobody else. You don't want to put out, obviously. But on the Muskie trial, he was 46-33. 46-33.
Wow.
Which is
superb.
Very strong. I mean, shows Teddy's going to be higher.
So 45, 37 with him. 50, 30 with Hubert. So, at least at this moment, Bob thinks that maybe Muskie has slipped a little in the first 18 or whatever.
I think he has. I
don't know, but maybe Muskie has taken a few knocks here. He had that huge putt. But, of course, as I told Bob, he could probably let Muskie out of the game.
Well, not really. Not if he doesn't do any better than 70.
Well, particularly get across the fact that he's running against the major candidates.
Well, he is. He's got nobody. He's got no.
He hasn't got either Teddy or Hubert in campaign.
No, and he already shows up at zero up there. He already has just made no dent, contrary to my expectations. Becker told me that he's...
No. Yordi, if he campaigns, watch him now. He'll make a dent. He's a hell of a
campaign. That's why I think that Muskie polling today in New Hampshire is going to be at his height. And I think it's delightful. The Globe will publish that Monday, and it'll show Muskie way up at 70-something%. And they didn't have the firm figure. They said it was around 70. Show him at 70, and then if he ends up getting anything less than that, 65, maybe, hopefully, a little write-in effort in the work, cut him back a bit. But, hell, if that happens, then he won't look good. But the thing, Mr. President, that we tend to forget is that every day for 2 weeks around the first of the year, he was on the front pages.
Yeah.
Every night, every morning, damn near.
Right.
7 minutes on television is the damnedest tough job I've ever seen in my life on CBS.
Terrific. Yeah.
And a hell of a buildup, and all these fellows endorsing him. Well, of course, he was going to rise. But I personally think Harris, who's polling now, is going to find that the gap is opened up again. Finlinger sure as hell has got it, although he doesn't do trial. He does ask the question, who is your first choice for president? And he said Lindsey's come up a little bit in the last poll, but Muskie shows no change. And I just have a feeling that this figure may be
long road.
See.
Oh yeah.
Well, we know what we're heading for. Hodgson did a fine job today on the dock strike. Just kicked the hell out of the Congress because they're dawdling on that, and your message went up a week ago. So he gave him quite a kick in the bottom.
I noticed with great interest today as I met with the construction industry group that, except for myself, the only other men in the room were wearing flags for the labor leaders. By God, I love those guys. They are fine. The big lions. They're solid. They really feel, I think they feel a pretty close identification.
Well, the man, they do. No question about it.
I just keep riding.
Well, I think your call yesterday was, the more I thought about it last night, was just a stroke of
perfect
timing and
to do. I mean, there's so many now know that there's no hard feeling.
I called Lovestone today and told him, and he just was thrilled. He said, oh, wonderful. He said, you know, Meany's Irish, he'd never do it himself, but he said, that'll impress him. And he said, oh, he did tell me, he said, he is mad as hell at Steve Miller and Barkin for putting that thing out in the AFL-CIO News that they were out to the feature. And he said, you just can't tell, Chuck, what goes through that man's mind. He said, he got awful mad at that. He said, they didn't bear with him. Oh, sure they did. And he repudiated it publicly. And he's never done that before, you know. He may just kick up his heels, right? A long way, as you say, and we keep our eye on
it. Well, we're going to
target.
We've got your friends in Pennsylvania.
Oh, hell yeah.
Rocky's got his in New York. You know, Rocky.
Well, I had my man up with him this weekend.
Yeah,
Rockefeller.
Bell, yeah.
Yeah, Rockefeller said, don't write Meany off. All of those guys up there are saying, you know, there's a lot to be done, and we'll accomplish a hell of a lot with these folks. Keep working with them. So we will. We're going to stay right with them. I talked to George Smathers today, who's back, and he's helping us with a few projects down in that area, and he still thinks that, he thinks Muskie is still, he thinks he's deteriorated from his last report to me.
Which was,
yes, sir.
He doesn't think he's going to carry for it.
Oh, no. He said,
one news on the kid didn't carry it.
No, that was Pat Buchanan. I don't think that, I don't know where he got that, but, no, he said that he's hurt himself. I talked to George just before he got married, went to Africa. And he told me then that Wallace Humphrey would be 1 and 2. And he told me today, I said, has your opinion changed? He said, no, God, no. He said, if anything, he said that he won't even now campaign in Orange or Broward County because of the space shuttle. He said, he's just written them off. He said, I can't understand the man. And he said, that apparently happened after the time I last time I talked to George. And he said, he wasn't in good shape before. He said, he's in worse shape now. George confirmed that busing is the hottest issue in Florida. He felt, of course, he's doing a little thing in that area, like I mentioned. But he said, that's very hot and musky on a sticky wicket. Wallace is talking about it. Jackson's talking about it night in and night out. And
Jackson may start to pick up a little bit.
That's just what George said. He thought he was gaining a little bit, just getting a little more exposure and more identification. More people talking about it, kind of the gossip circle.
Okay.
Market was good today.
Oh, did it hold?
Yes, well, it was up 6.5.
Oh, it went up?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, there's awful good...
I don't know what in the hell the market does. There isn't much to have it go up, you know, with the retail sales figures being lower than I thought.
Well, they're a little flat. They're not down. They're 6% up, but
now that the market's over 900.
Yes, sir. The leading indicators were quite
a thing you gave us,
quite a boost yesterday. And the other thing, which is I take great comfort in, I don't know whether I haven't talked to her and signed about it, but I sure felt that it's impressive, and that is the huge decline in the insured unemployment claims, way down in the month of December. Well, it went down.
It's eventually got to be reflected in some kind of lowering of
the unemployment. It has to,
Mr. President.
Well, or the other problem is that, you know, the insured unemployment claims are full-time workers. You get teenagers coming in and out. And if you knock down the full-time workers can be knocked down by a full percent. If the teenagers go up by a percent, just in the total figure, it washes out.
Okay.
But, or they can be jimmying the figures. I know full well how to do it, if they want to. But the two things that came out today, I think, are most encouraging, or yesterday today. One is that, I think it was, but the component of leading indicators that was the biggest drop, or the biggest improvement, is the drop in insured unemployment rate. Second thing is the decline in labor surplus areas, particularly on the West Coast. Three areas were dropped from the labor surplus list. And Hutchinson used that as a basis to just kick the Congress, saying, you guys don't get moving. You know, we've got an improving economic situation. Six areas came off nationally, three in California, which is great. So if that takes a healthy turn, I just think that'll be damn helpful to us.
Okay. You'll be interested in.
Yes, I'll get it right away. Thank you, Mr. President.